The teacher was totally bald, and his head was covered with disgusting brown warts. I felt sick. Suddenly, I noticed my reflection in Mr. Stone's mirror, and Mr. Stone noticed it too. He brusquely turned around and stared at me. I was paralyzed with fear. My mouth fell open. I was expecting the worst. Instead, Mr. Stone didn't look angry. He actually seemed very sad. He opened the window.
You students think I'm weird. Come inside. I want to tell you something.
Oh, Mr. Stone, I'm terribly sorry, I started to say. I was extremely embarrassed.
Don't worry. Since you're here, please come in.
I climbed down the tree. Paul was very nervous.
Come on, Jenny. Let's go away before it's too late.
No, Paul. I'm going in.
But...
I went towards Mr. Stone's front door, so Paul followed. The teacher opened the door and made us sit down in his living room.